The first union at Amazon could have something to say about productivity tracking. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's gonna be a minute before the contours of an actual collective bargaining agreement come into focus for workers at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Staten Island who voted to unionize last Friday. Amazon says it's evaluating options to contest the election, but the drive has put workplace conditions in the spotlight again, like how the company uses technology to monitor its warehouse employees. Lisa Kresge is a researcher at the UC Berkeley Labor Center. She said there's a long history of unions negotiating over tech in the workplace, and Amazon warehouses use plenty of it.
They all operate a general warehouse management system that manages the inventory, orders, and day-to-day operations. Workers will use radio frequency scanners that connect to that management system software, and the data collected from these scanners enables Amazon to track the amount of time it takes a worker to pick and scan an item, their scan errors, and the lag time between scans.
And you've spoken to warehouse employees who've worked under these conditions?
I have. One worker explained to me that, you know, managers can basically just pull up a computer and see exactly how many minutes have passed since their last scan. And if they fall behind the scan on their rate or have too many scan errors, which is exhausting to be under that level of scrutiny all day long.
So is tech like this being adopted at other companies?
I mean, this is a common system in other warehouses. Some are much more advanced than others. You know, some warehouses are still using paper and clipboards. But across multiple industries, employers are adopting electronic monitoring and managing technologies.
Are there any recent examples of workers sort of using union contracts to create guidelines or restrict this kind of tech and how it's integrated into their jobs?
Sure. Unions have a really long history of bargaining over technology and the specific types of issues that Amazon workers face. Back in the 1950s and 60s, unions bargained over productivity gains derived from assembly line automation in manufacturing. They were bargaining over concerns about job displacement and layoffs. And, you know, they negotiated for notice, advance notice and information about the technologies, job security, job training. Starting in the 1980s and picking up in the 1990s with computer and internet technologies, unions started bargaining over electronic monitoring. So the Teamsters, for example, have negotiated multiple provisions related to electronic monitoring technologies that are embedded in their trucks or in their handheld devices to prohibit from that data being used to discipline workers or as the sole basis for evaluating workers. And in the last few years, national sports leagues, for example, have negotiated around the sensors and wearable technologies that they wear. A recent NFL agreement prohibits data collection from sensors, and the NBA recently negotiated to have a provision that allows players' union to retain experts who can actually validate the devices and set cybersecurity standards.
What's been the upshot of these kinds of efforts? Because I can hear the management argument of, you know, this is going to slow down innovation. Has that been the case?
There's a lot of research out there about user design, right? User-focused design in the technology world. And, you know, when you don't involve the people who actually use the systems in the design and development of them, they are not as effective. You know, there are many examples where unions have actually negotiated for the introduction of new technology. So, for example, Unite Here negotiated for panic buttons for hotel housekeepers. And, you know, this same technology can be used to track workers at a micro level as they move throughout the hotel. But the union placed limits on how the technology can be used by managers. And so it's really less about the technology itself and more about how it's used by managers. And there are choices there.
Lisa Kresge is with the UC Berkeley Labor Center. And And now for some related links. We've got Lisa Kresge's full working paper for the UC Berkeley Labor Center, all about union contract strategies in response to technology, including that tidbit about professional sports and wearables, something I didn't know much about, but which The Atlantic dug into back in 2017 when the current NBA contract was negotiated. The article points out that biometric data can be super useful in sports. It can help teams set the best training schedules, know when and how much to rest a particular player. But the obvious concern for players is that this personal health data could be used against them when negotiating their multi-million dollar salaries. The players' union prohibits management from using the data in this way, with a penalty of $250,000 for doing so. As for the Amazon negotiations, of course, we don't yet know the role this stuff will play, but we've linked to some posts from the Amazon labor union that detail their initial demands, which include a permanent reversal of a policy that banned cell phones on warehouse floors. That organizing effort got a presidential shout-out Wednesday as Joe Biden spoke at a labor conference. The president touted the steps his administration has taken to promote unions and said, quote, "Amazon, here we come." I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.